How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Susie.
How are you?
Yeah, good, actually. Second cup of coffee, probably too many.
Two is too many?
Yeah, I think certain types of coffee, don't you think?
Yeah, I don't drink it a lot.
Really?
I'm more of a tea person.
You are. I think that's wise. I mean...
You don't drink tea at all, do you?
No, unless... not really, except it's a herbal sometimes.
Mm.
Maybe a lemon and ginger.
Sure.
I love that. Manuka honey. Gosh, that's expensive.
Isn't it? I mean, absolutely not. I mean, what are those bees on?
What are they getting paid?
A lot of money.
I don't know. It just all... I mean, apparently it's great for you, but...
Do they get it from New Zealand? Is that why it's so expensive?
And it flies
business
class.
What am I paying? Their airfare?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the bees could just fly over, surely.
Yeah, why don't we just get the bees?
Cut to furious in Stanford.
How could you say that?
How dare you?
They don't mind. They love to travel.
They do.
That's why they can fly.
Yeah. Buzzy bees.
Busy, said the bee. I won't be home for supper or for tea. It takes me hours and hours to visit all the flowers. I'm busy, said the bee.
Oh, I enjoyed that, Tom.
You're welcome. That was my first, I think we did that in an assembly when I was in reception.
And did you do it?
No, I think we had to do it in unison.
Oh, cute. Tiny Tom Allen.
Tiny Tom Allen.
I imagine you with the voice you have now.
Yes, I did.
And
I
dressed
exactly like this and I was bald. Well, what we want to talk about? Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Susie, you've been worried about technology, haven't you?
I am. I'm worried about technology.
Glad we're bringing it up here.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you for listening.
Mm.
And thank you, dear listener, for listening.
Well, and also, who else is listening?
That's my question.
Oh.
God.
Thank you.
No. I'm worried that my phone is spying on me.
What's happened?
Well, I've just been talking about, like, buying bits for the flat and haven't Googled them yet.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden my phone would be like, are you looking for a chest of drawers?
Oh, that is weird, isn't it? My friend messaged me this morning about a conundrum. Would you rather have a tap that gave you gravy... Or a toilet that when you flushed it played Shakira's Hips Don't Lie. What was the next thing that came on my Apple Music? Shakira Hips Don't Lie.
No.
It was an odd conundrum. He was actually sending me a screen grab of somebody else asking somebody else that. But...
But so if it's a screen grab, that means it hasn't even been typed in to be deciphered.
I did also say I like Shakira.
Shakira. You know that she got done for not paying her tax.
Did she?
Turns out. Oh, tell you what does lie.
Yeah,
her
your tax
return.
Oh, great that we both got to the punchline. oh no, did she? Where in America?
I don't know, but people were very angry about it.
Oh, Shakira, come on.
Shakira.
What was her other song I like?
I don't know. Wherever.
It's so great.
I meant to be together.
Yeah, she's great. The one that's got the kiss at the beginning as well. That was a good one.
Are you thinking of Holly Valance?
Yes.
Yes.
So you're worried. Do you think it's a thing or is it just a coincidence?
I think it's a thing, Tom.
Okay, let's test it. I'm going to get my phone, which needs updating. They phone me on a daily basis to try and get me to take out a new contract. I'm not going to get it until they get the 5G.
Fine, Tom. I don't even know what that is. I'm not really into phones.
Until they have 5G ready phones.
Oh, right. You're not doing it.
Maybe they do. I don't know. So, right, where do you see the adverts come up? Instagram,
Facebook,
that sort of thing.
I'm not really on Facebook, but yeah, they're all over it for me.
Okay. Oh my goodness, I've just opened Instagram. I just remembered I'm following Martin Clunes, and it's a lovely picture of him being licked by a dog.
Two of your favourite things, Martin Clunes and a dog.
Yeah. I love Doc Martin, actually.
Yeah, you've told me this before. My mum loves it.
Yeah, my mum and dad always have it on.
Because
they move the telly into the other room now. Yeah, it seems to always be on. So when Mum and Dad drove me down to Cornwall for those gigs...
For your tour show.
Thank you. I put them in the nice hotel I was staying in. They hated it.
Of course.
But they loved it when they went round the cove to the cove where they actually make Doc Martin.
Well, Tom, I don't mind telling you, Anne and Rolly Ruffle went on a little holiday.
And they've done that.
Town. Yeah, because they liked Doc Martin so much.
Did they do that recently?
Maybe a year ago.
Oh, that's so funny. I can't believe we haven't talked about that.
Yeah, that's really weird.
Did they stay? So they could have stayed. I was like, I'll find a hotel for you, blah, blah, blah. Dad was hating that. Hated the idea of any of the hotels I was recommending.
Sure.
But they loved staying in a room above a pub. That's where the hotel was. And it looked
really?
Out over the bay. They just walked into the pub and like, have you got any rooms? And they said yes. But it was cold, so it was November time.
Sure. But yeah, my mum and dad like that sort of thing as well. Tommy, you're going to look on your phone to see if Instagram has put any...
let's see.
I know, you saw that picture of a dog being licked by Martin Clunes. No, the dog wasn't being licked by Martin Clunes.
Yeah, the dog was being licked by Martin Clunes.
No, wasn't Martin Clunes licking the dog?
No.
No, yeah, that's right. No.
Imagine the Martin Clunes licking
the dog.
The dog
was licking Martin...
Even that would be too much for my mum. I'm going to show it to Susie. It's like a little fox terrier.
Oh, that's lovely.
Licking Martin Clunes' face. And
that's
he's filling her face.
Lovely.
And it comes with the comment, hello, Instagram.
Oh, is he just joined?
So I guess he's just joined. Instagram page bringing you all the latest news and updates on Martin Clunes. I don't think it's actually him.
I don't think it's run by him. I think his people might run it.
I think his people might run it, or maybe just an ardent fan.
Sure.
So let's... Now, what should we talk about? We'll talk about something.
What do you mean we'll talk about something?
And then see if it comes up at the end of the episode.
Oh, butt plugs.
No, it won't. Do you think if we talk about sex toys?
Sex toys. Dildos, Love Honey will come up.
And then...
Dildo what, Baggins.
Dildo Baggins. What are the... Rampant Rabbit.
God, yeah, you said that like a man that's clearly never said that before.
Well, why would I?
A Rampant Rabbit?
Rabbit. what else are the other sex toys?
Love Beads.
Love Beads.
Love Eggs.
Love Eggs.
You just have to put love in front of anything.
Love in front of anything.
Love baseballs.
Love baseball bats. Listen, we've all got to have ambitions. So
one of those awful fists that I've seen.
Oh, no. Not a silicone fist.
Yeah, you see them in play.
Oh, and you know what people are starting to do now? And this is not a paid endorsement, I hasten to add. People have started to make silicone versions of their junk.
What?
And giving it to a loved one.
Maybe a lovely way to remember someone.
A lovely, lovely thing for the funeral.
We all will miss Grandpa, but Nan, you'll miss him the most. So we got this for you.
Oh, my goodness.
Imagine, so what do you have to... Talk me through it.
I'm not an expert, but
oh,
I'll try.
Come on, Tom.
I'll try
You're
my
clearly
best.
Endorsed by them.
What? My lifestyle is paid for these.
Yeah, I know.
People.
That's. I mean, you're not, those suit jackets aren't wearing themselves.
Exactly.
They're not paying for themselves,
They're not paying for themselves. I'm paid for by Silicone Fists. Which is a holding company.
Of course.
Yes.
So, do they have... Like they have to take in. They have to go in themselves.
I think it's like a home modelling kit. I think it's a craft afternoon.
Oh, it's a craft afternoon. You don't see that at a hen, do you?
No.
That would be a fun thing to do.
And I think I'm imagining it involves, is it Plaster of Paris?
Maybe.
And then there's some sort of setting time. It's a whole weekend project. For people who have long-distance relationships, I imagine.
Sure. Well, what a lovely thing to do.
What a lovely thing
would
to do.
Would you have an erection?
I do love crafts. But the trouble is,
I assume that's the idea.
I think they encourage people to do that. Yes.
Sure.
But I imagine that's difficult because, of course, you've got a lot to concentrate on.
Yeah, you might need a friend. Someone that you're very pally with.
You might need a friend, or you might get if the person's maybe going on a long trip.
Sure.
Maybe they work on an oil rig.
Maybe. They
work on a cruise ship.
Sure. I mean, two jobs that we can imagine gay men doing.
Gay men easily doing. We love
bodysuits. Also straight people, fine.
Yeah, maybe. But
more gay men.
I think it's more gay men. I don't know. I don't know enough about this, really. But my concerns are, what does it get everywhere?
That's my same concerns with sleeping with a man.
Yes, exactly. Mine too. Literally mine too. I mean,
do you reckon they do one for boobs?
Oh, I'm sure they do, Susie.
Maybe I could get a bust of my bust.
Oh, that's a lovely bit of wordplay.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yes.
Could you imagine that when you come into my house?
On a plane.
Don't mind the bust. It's mine.
It's mine. Who's this? Yes. That would be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah, lovely. Well,
that would be nice with a bit of a downlighter.
Wouldn't it be nice? That'd be like my very own David.
Yes, that's it. Your very own David, but with arms.
No, I probably wouldn't do my arms. I'd just do my bust.
Hang on. Has David got arms or not?
I think David's got arms. Isn't he doing that?
I'm thinking of the other one. What's her name? She's got no arms.
The one with no arms.
Athena, is it?
Yeah,
did she get her arms knocked off?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think the model did. Did she personally?
Oh, I don't know. I wasn't there.
Well, neither was I, Tom.
So,
I mean, we've covered a lot of things.
We've covered a lot of things.
But are our phones listening to us?
Let's find out. I'm going to scroll now through Instagram.
To see if Love Honey comes up.
The first thing that comes up on my Instagram is a some sort of donut with ice cream in it, which could be a response to what we've been saying.
I mean, could be a response to what we're saying, sure.
But I actually think... I've just started following Tom Ford. That's interesting.
Oh, he's good on... I like him on Twitter.
I hope he messages back. I'm intrigued to see now. Where do the adverts come? So I'm scrolling through.
You have to just keep scrolling.
Susie Ruffle in a cowboy hat.
Sure.
Okay, the advert that came up. A tile and wood flooring company.
Do you think you've been talking about tiling and wood flooring?
Plaster, I feel like you're all... I talked about Plaster of Paris.
I mean, there we go.
What does yours do? Have a look at yours.
I mean, I don't know where mine are. I feel like my phone's always listening to me and I feel like things are coming up. But now I also know that when I say things like that, I sound like my mother.
Well, no, because like would our mothers...
Okay, maid.com, she always comes up.
That's what though, but maid is talking about making things, aren't we?
You see? See what I mean?
See what I mean? Would it come up on Pinterest, which...
By the way, we're loving.
Listeners may remember a few weeks ago, Susie dissed and said nobody uses Pinterest anymore.
Yeah, I said Pinterest was dead.
It's dead. I'm the only person using it. Well, it turns out I'm not, because Susie's now using it as well.
I'm also now using Pinterest, and it is the best. I love it. I've got a lot of women in trousers and home design.
Well, I've got promoted ad on my Pinterest now.
Go on.
Because I followed Tom Ford just this morning.
Sure.
Of fall, winter 2019 Gucci, who Tom Ford used to work for. And I've got a B&Q advert for paint.
Well, see, we were talking about paint.
You know what I mean?
We were talking about paint earlier.
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe...
I don't know. What, I mean... Do you think it's a thing?
I've gone for Philadelphia. What's that saying?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I hope that's not referencing what we were talking about earlier. the town or the delicious cooling
cheese bread? The delicious cooling cheese bread. Cheese bread? Cheese bread.
Cheese, cream cheese?
Cream cheese, yeah. What do you have it with?
I like it, actually, on either a Ryvita or a Danish crisp bread with a bit of salmon.
Yeah, that's nice.
I love that.
I love it. Oh, we might get some on the way home, actually.
Ryvitas?
No, some Philadelphia.
Oh, yes, plain. They do it with flavours, which actually I don't
know.
No,
they can fuck off.
Yeah, I think that. But again, you know who loves to buy those? My mum.
Mums, yeah, mums.
And then she doesn't use it all.
Yeah, and then she'll be like, oh, I'm not buying it again.
Like, yeah, why did you buy it?
And then she'll buy it again eventually. Yeah.
So, but the thing
go on.
What I was going to say is, the thing is, I sometimes think, well, if they are listening, I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure how interesting what I have to say is.
Yeah. Same with those Alexa-type things. Do you think
they think that now they're listening, yeah.
I'll be upstairs on the phone and she'll turn on.
No.
Yeah.
What will you be saying?
Often nothing to do with anything. And they'll come up with like Hall and Oates, you know, classic 70s track. My mum and I were in the room watching the television. Mm-hmm. Alexa's in the other room.
Yeah.
We were just talking. And then in the middle of it, like 11:30 at night, suddenly like blaring dance music comes out. Dad comes down the stairs and says, Tom, what are you doing? I've got to get up early in the morning. Can't play music in the middle of the night. And I was like, I haven't played anything. She's got a mind of her own.
She does have a mind of her own. My mum and dad with their Alexa is quite funny. Because my dad, first of all, my dad doesn't say, Alexa. He'll say, ear, Alexa.
Oh, what? Does that work?
It works. Because yeah, I think she only listens to Alexa.
Yeah, he looks a bit.
He says thank you afterwards, which then pauses the music.
So
it'll be like, here, Alexa, put on, I don't know, put on Glenn Miller. So Glenn Miller will start playing, sure. And then my dad will go, thanks.
That's nice.
Go, I didn't hear that.
Oh, and then, oh, do you know what? Or you go, what is the weather today in London? And she'll be like, the weather today in London, Massachusetts is. I'm like, no, you stupid idiot.
You silly slag.
I mean, it's like you're not even listening to me at all.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, go with the accent.
Go, yeah.
Clearly British.
Clearly. What time are the trains today? Are the trains running to time?
Have you asked...
I'm sorry, I can't answer.
My dad asked who I was.
Oh, and did it come out with it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
Alexa,
nice.
Alexa, who's Susie Ruffle? Susie Ruffle is a stand-up comedian, actor, and writer.
That's nice.
From the UK.
That's nice when it does that.
Yeah.
When I get it to play, like, so, as an example,
sure.
We really like listening to Gregory Porter in our house.
Lovely.
A lovely dinner playlist, you'd assume. Alexa, play Gregory Porter. She comes out with, like, some fucking dance remix of Gregory Porter while we're sitting down to the roast beef.
That's the last thing you need. Your dad's got to get up in the morning.
My dad's got to get up in the morning. He was born in 1941. He doesn't want to listen to that.
He doesn't want a club remix.
He doesn't want a club remix, Susie. He's not in Ibiza.
Who does want a club remix?
I always think that.
Who's that for?
What is dance music apart from nice tunes sped up?
Yeah, I think that's right. Because my girlfriend really likes...
Does she? And she wears glasses.
I know. That's the thing. She's a real conundrum.
Yeah, I didn't expect that.
And I hate it.
I don't like it.
I call it the bang bang music. And she'll say to me, do you want to come out? And I'll be like, no, go with your friends.
Yeah.
Because I know that I'll be there with a face like a slapped ass.
I don't get what it is.
I like to be able to sing along.
I can't engage with it.
No.
It doesn't represent to me anything emotionally. It doesn't, do you know what I mean? It doesn't
resonate.
No,
I think people are sometimes taking other substances to make them connect with it emotionally.
So,
in those sorts of clubbing environments.
And then what,
Oh, not necessarily my girlfriend. Realise how
but
that sounded.
But what, for anybody, because people go, yeah, but people are just like drinking and stuff in those.
Yeah, 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 they're getting
places.
Hammered.
What is the music supposed to do? Is it supposed to take you on like a, because I don't, how do you dance to it? I bet I'm dancing
wrong. Just sort
wrong.
Of step dig. Repeat until death.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like it. And it's like really bassy.
Really basic. What is... Yeah, all of that. It just feels really... It reminds me of that. It does remind me a bit of Sex and the City, which I was recently watching on a weekend trip to Valencia. When... Do you remember the episode when Charlotte becomes a lesbian?
Oh, I do have a vague memory. You don't mean Samantha?
Charlotte becomes a lesbian. And she goes out with all these high power...
Oh,
they
yeah.
They come into the gallery.
Yeah.
And she just does it for an episode.
Yeah.
And then it's never spoken of again. You know, like people do in their lives.
I don't think she actually does anything with a woman, though, does she? Maybe she kisses one.
Yeah, I think there's all sort of questions around it. I mean, and then they go to a club, and I remember that, and it was playing that sort of music. And I think, to me, it always represents, like, ooh, outrageous sort of, like, ooh.
Quit, like a sort of a thing that's... Sort of a gay culture thing.
And cool gays.
Cool gays, the worst.
Yeah, absolutely. The ones who won't let me in. Everybody's a cool gay, I think, Susie.
And that stare at you and you walk into a place. And when you say that you do something like comedy, they're like, oh, right, yeah, I make vegan jewellery.
Oh,
and I have a magazine that's about religious artifacts.
Yeah.
But we're not religious.
It's not about religious. Yeah.
Oh,
I know.
And I'm wearing hats.
I'm realising everybody's plural. Much cooler than me.
Oh, you're the coolest person I know.
Thank you, Susie. But we only know each other.
We've been living in this studio since the podcast began 2.5 years ago.
Everybody's a lot more confident with themselves. I'm getting.
But you're very confident with yourself.
No, some people just. I don't know.
Oh, Tom.
Yeah, they just. I don't. They've got Chelsea boots.
I think you could wear Chelsea boots. I've
no,
got Chelsea
but
boots.
I'd look like a stupid clown.
You wouldn't look like a stupid clown.
I would. Oh, I don't know why I said that. Anyway.
I think that's a very normal feeling.
To feel like a stupid clown?
Not so much a stupid clown, but to feel like you're silly and you shouldn't be there.
Do you think?
Yeah, like I often feel embarrassed of like, I always feel like that when I go to a gym class and I've not been there before.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like, why did I come? I suppose everyone's laughing at me. Oh, God. I don't know where the locker is. I hate myself.
Oh, God. Like when I first went to hot yoga, just around the corner from here, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's so embarrassing because the changing room is like a cupboard.
Yeah, I hate that. I've been to the
yoga place.
People
know what they're
doing.
It's so great and I'm such an idiot.
Yeah, but then people will look at you and be like, oh my God, look at him. He does the TV and he does stand-up and he's so clever and he's so funny. He could wear Chelsea boots. That's what they're all thinking. They're all willing you to wear Chelsea boots.
One of these days he's going to wear Chelsea boots.
Maybe. And we're going to feel great about it.
Maybe. It's just being in touch with yourself enough to be like, I am who I am, like the song says.
Yeah. Actually, the club version of that is quite good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I think I've heard that.
Yeah, that is quite
But that's fun. But I only like it when it's doing the I'm, I don't like when it breaks.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I like it when it's like, give me something to sing along to. I don't mind if it's a bit faster, yeah. But give me some lyrics.
And also, you can't talk to anybody, so it's like disconnecting still.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's still like not allowing. So what's your
Although,
connection with other
I was people, in Glitterbox having a dance a little while ago, and two guys came up to me and said how much they like the podcast.
Oh.
So I'm sorry I was drunk. I don't remember your name, but it was lovely to meet you, and you gave me a hug, and you were very cute.
That is nice. Yeah. That is nice. We've been, you know what, doing this podcast has meant a lot more gay people and non-gay people.
Non-gay people, and allies.
Allies and LGBTQI plus
sure.
people have been saying hello and I'm very grateful to that.
Yeah, I love it. Maybe that's the thing. Maybe it's not about sort of clubbing so much anymore or feeling like you're trying to fit into that type of gang. Maybe it's just about, you know, like us putting this out there. It's a different way to connect. I think we're connecting in new ways, but our phones are listening.
But our phones are listening, so that's our main friend. Shall we, as a last minute, just look at Instagram? Let's see.
If they're advertising anything more to us.
Yeah, let's see what the advert is at the moment. You've got to scroll down, haven't you?
Yeah, for a while. Indeed.
They're advertising. No, that's... Oh, Canon UK. The photo... The camera people.
Well, I love having my photo taken. Maybe it's that.
Saying I could win a trip to the Rugby Six Nations or the Rugby World Cup.
Oh, God.
Well, now I've just advertised. Now I've passed on their advert. I mean, I'm an idiot. So I don't know where that comes from. So I don't think it was. Clearly, it was bored. The phone was bored, zoned out, and just went, oh, chunky and kind.
That's what's happened.
And they were like, he likes rugby players.
That's what's happened, Tom.
I mean, I like everybody. Listen.
Of course you do. I've got one for a gym now.
Oh, so it is listening. Your phone is listening.
How do I stop my phone from?
Oh, this is terrible.
I want to win the lottery. See if that works.
See if that works. Efforts on that.
So, Tom, you're all over the place. Bake Off the Pros must be coming out pretty soon.
We filmed it and it's coming out in the spring. We are also, I am also going to Australia to do some shows.
Of course.
From the end of March to the end of April in Melbourne and Sydney. If you know people there, if you are there,
come along.
Come along. Details at tomindeed.com. Susie, so much is going on for you.
I'm on tour. I'm doing lots of shows. It's lots of fun. I also have a mailing list if you'd like to hear about what I'm doing and what I'm on. Do get in touch. You can find all details at susieruffle.com. Or you can get in touch with both of us on Instagram or Twitter. I mean, you know how to look for us. You'll
you
be fine.
You know where she is. SusieRuffle.com.
Yes.
Great place to go.
TomIndeed.com.
That is right. And if you want to talk to us, chat to like-minded friends.
At gmail.com.
And chat to T-O.
Yes.
Yeah, just so you know.
Okay.
That's
Thanks
all
for listening.
From us.
Cheers
and
then.
Don't worry, like, what do we do about the phones? We haven't given them a...
Oh, we're listening.
We are listening.
This is Big Brother.
Okay. Bye. Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.